Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Andrew Gooley is the managing editor of The Strand magazine, and part of his job is spending hours and hours sleuthing through forgotten corners of libraries, hunting for the unpublished work of famous authors. Gooley's been on this show before when he's found previously unpublished works from the likes of Tennessee Williams, John Steinbeck, even William Faulkner. And his latest discovery comes from the deep trove of War of the Worlds author H.G. Wells. It's a short story called The Haunted Ceiling, and Gooley discovered it by going through thousands of titles in the rare book section at the University of Illinois Library.
It's very, very exciting. I've been a fan of H.G. Wells ever since I was a little kid when I saw the film version, The Time Machine, with Rod Taylor. So finding and publishing an H.G. Wells story and a very interesting little ghost story by him is one of the highlights of my career.
So where did you find this previously unnoticed, unknown H.G. Wells spooky story?
After World War II, there was a professor by the name of Gordon Ray, and he was interested in doing a lot of research on Wells and writing books about him, publishing his letters. And he, in concert with the University of Illinois, purchased all of H.G. Wells' papers in 1954. After they had sent me thousands and thousands of pages, after I paid a lot of money in copying fees, I found this one and I said, this does not ring a bell.
So just based on your own knowledge of H.G. Wells' anthology, you said, wait a second, this one's not out.
Exactly. I mean, I've probably read almost every single short story that he's ever written. What I really liked about the story is that it has the common Wells theme of a literary type and a scientific type, and there's this search for truth between these two types of ideologies. And at the same time, there's this sort of unease, this sort of this atmosphere of a person who's driven to the verge of madness from these mysterious things which he's seeing on his ceiling in the evening. So it was this typical type of Victorian short story that was published, you know, like in the 1890s and the early years of the 20th century, where you have some atmosphere and, of course, you have the trademark twist at the end of the story.
You know, Andrew Gooley, you're the story hunter. I've seen reality television shows that are far less interesting than what you do. We should put a camera on you and go to these universities and these stacks and these places where you're finding these works, H.G. Wells, Tennessee Williams. I mean, you're doing detective work here.
I've always, since I was a kid, I was a 12-year-old who would go into the bookstore, and instead of buying War and Peace, I bought The Forged Coupon by Tolstoy, and I thought that that was the best thing that he'd ever written. So I've always tried to find things that were not what conventional wisdom and what critics said was the author's best works. But a lot of it is very mundane. I mean, I'll be on the takeaway and I'll be sitting talking to you sounding, you know, extremely poised, but you never see the times where I'll find a manuscript by a famous writer and then the literary estate will just say, hey, sorry, we don't want to do this. or you know, you'll I'll be going through the story and I'll be, oh my God, I'm so excited. This is great. I've unearthed this famous writer's work. And then you just see that there's no the end and that the writer decided to stop writing this short story. And those times are just, they're not very pleasant.
We're going to make it happen for Andrew Gooley. He is the story detective. He has unearthed a new old short story by H.G. Wells. It's called The Haunted Ceiling. It's published in the pages of The Strand magazine. Andrew Gooley has found other stories by John Steinbeck, Tennessee Williams, William Faulkner, and others. And it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, Andrew.
Always a pleasure, Todd. Always great to be here.